It's either, well, we won't have 10 minutes each, so we'll divide 14 minutes, 7 minutes each, as many questions as possible. Cameron Dugmore, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Lester. What an encouraging report from the Special Tribunal. I think it's an indication of the leadership of the president beginning to take hold.
Okay.
Also with the SOU. That's
right. It's your decision what you do with the time. If you want to linger on a question, if you don't want to, but we're going to try and get through as many questions as possible. Firstly, Wayne in Haderfeld. Hi, Cameron. Why should we vote for the ANC if you can't be bothered to put forward a mayoral candidate? I think it's a nice place to start.
That's a fair question. The ANC has decided that we need to have a very thorough process with interviews. And those interviews will be happening after the election. But the reason to vote for the ANC is because of the fact that we have a very serious focus on working with communities. We've chosen the best possible candidates. And an area like Haderfeld, I've been there 2 weeks ago, and there's a complete neglect of the Cape Flats and the townships by the DA. They've had 15 years in the city. And we are convinced that because of the ANC's commitment to the poor, to basic services, to dealing with high water, the pipe tariffs, which are making it impossible for people to afford, that we will bring in a caring government that will actually deal with the marginalized communities of the Western Cape. The DA has clearly failed. We are on a renewal path, and we will produce the best possible mayoral candidate after our selection process.
Good morning, Mr. Dugmore. I'm Esther from Athlone, long-time ANC voter, but won't be voting for the ANC due to obvious reasons like corruption nationally and service delivery issues in my area. Also, there's no campaigning in my area. Is the ANC even bothered about my vote? Ask Esther in Athlone.
We're extremely bothered about every single vote, especially with some of our supporters who've become disillusioned, like the person who's asked this question. The ANC is campaigning. We had our manifesto launch in the Samaj Centre. We had the president in the Athlone area on Thursday, and we have our MPs like Faiz Jacobs and our candidates working hard. The reality is that it is about restoring trust. We understand why people have become disillusioned, but our argument is that we are on a renewal process, which is clearly evident. Charges are being brought by the SIU, by the Hawks. Prosecutions are beginning to happen. But I would like to remind the caller that Athlone has been under DA government by the city of Cape Town for the last 15 years. They've neglected the traders. They've neglected the issue of social housing, releasing land, which is available. And we have said as the ANC that we will stop the sale of all municipal land, which is being sold willy-nilly to developers to use for social and affordable housing. We will also have a public, transparent land audit in place like Athlone so that we can actually develop the houses that are affordable for people. We've also made a strong appeal that residents of Athlone should be benefiting from either the Mowbray Golf Course or the Rondebosch Golf Course in terms of integrated human settlements and mixed-use development. And that is something that the DA cannot decide upon because they're wanting to protect certain interests. We don't need two golf courses close to both Mowbray and Rondebosch, and one of them needs to be used, and that is what the ANC will do. So we ask the caller from Athlone, the voter, to look at and being part of what needs to be sorted out within the ANC. We've made many mistakes, but there is clearly now leadership from the president and the national leadership to sort these issues out. And we ask her to find out who her ward candidate is in the particular part of Athlone where she stays and to meet that person. And if we can get a number, my number is 082-894-7553. And I would appreciate if the caller, both from Haderfeld and Athlone, calls me directly and so we can have a discussion about those communities.
Sharmil's asking, Cameron, and you have about 3 minutes left. Will the ANC bring down the cost of water and electricity? That's my concern.
Absolutely. The city is sitting on reserves, which have been accumulated by the pipe levy. And in addition to the 6 kiloliters of water and the free allocation of electricity up to a certain amount, given the indigent levels, we will focus on bringing down the water costs, which impacts on the poor and the middle class, and that in regard to electricity, we will not just talk about the issue of renewable. We need to have ordinary households being subsidized for solar power on their houses that they can then use that power at no cost and then also sell any excess back to the grid. At the moment, the DA is only doing that with certain communities, very wealthy households who can pay that for that for themselves. So we would look at subsidizing solar in our communities so that we bring the price down. But water, there are reserves. We are focused on bringing down those costs.
I think we have time for one more. I'll go to the one that came in latest. It says, "Hi, Lester. I won't be voting for the ANC. Still no person in orange suits, orange overalls, I think they mean. Party is still harboring convicted fraudsters, moves them sideways, misuses our money. Not sure I can vote for. Also, I need to know the candidates. Cannot vote for unknown characters." That's from Mary. Your response to that, Cameron?
Just to Mary to say that we have an ANC candidate in every ward in the city of Cape Town, and I would ask Mary to find out who that candidate is. We've put the best possible people we have forward. We are on record as saying that corruption has reached intolerable levels, not only amongst certain individual ANC members, but people in the business sector, in churches, and that I think there's clear evidence that if you look at the strengthening of the National Prosecuting Authority, Shamila Batoye, Hermione Kunye, you look at the SIU, and the tribunal that is going after recovering every cent. Yes, it's not at all.
Cameron, unfortunately, you have to cut you off there. Thank you so much, Cameron Dugmore. Really appreciate it. 7 minutes for